Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
7:14 on your home for the Aggies, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by Damaris Barbecue. That's where a couple of good Aggies reside. The Damaris brothers, Yanni and Frankie, both went to Texas A&M, and they wanted to support the coach here on ESPN 97.5. And so they sponsor Jimbo Fisher every week right here on the Flagstick Station in Houston, Texas. That's not easy to say. Jimbo Fisher, coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Brad Kellner's with me today. Lance is off because he's lazy, coach. Taking a week off right during the football season. It's unbelievable.
Wow. We don't get weeks off.
No. No. Even when you, coach, when you had your week off, you were still work. I asked you, did you go to the beach? What'd you do? And you were like, no, I was working, right?
Exactly. Dadgum. I mean, I tell you, boy, times have changed, man. Dadgum.
Lazy. That's what these kids like Lance, these kids nowadays, coach, that's how they are. So what? What do you make of it's Coach O's last game, coach? And you know, those guys are going to play. You know you're going to get LSU playing hard for that coach, don't you?
Oh, go watch the games. They played hard. I mean, like the last three games have been 20-14. Alabama beat them. They went in overtime with Arkansas and lost 16-13, and then 27-14 ULM. They've given up 20. Their defense, they've totally changed their defense since the break. And what I mean is, coach, schematic, scheme, everything. They've given up 20. They've given up 13 regulation, 16 with overtime, and then gave up 14 last week. So, I mean, if they're playing hard, they're playing tough. Offensively, they're scoring enough points to do what they have to do. Quarterback's throwing the ball well, got great skill guys, and they just keep battling. And the last game of the year, all that pride and seniors, I mean, it's going to be a heck of a football game.
Yeah, what are they doing different defensively?
I mean, Charlie Chain, they went from non-blitzing, I mean, they blitzed about 10-12% of the time, they're probably blitzing about 60-62% of the time. They're totally different fronts. Coverage just changed everything.
Well, and so
which is hard to do during an off week. They did it over that off week before Alabama. That's why I think one of the things they shocked Alabama with, and they've kept it up, and they've got really good players.
Yeah. And yeah, and they were switching off. They had Nussmeier in there. Now they got Johnson back in there. So that's something that you got to prepare for as well, right?
I'm sorry, you broke up.
They were switching quarterbacks the last few weeks. That's something that you got to.
Yeah, they are, but I think Max is going to play now. But I mean, if you know the other quarterback plays, I mean, if he plays right now, they're both really good, both can throw the football. You know, you have to be prepared for both guys in all aspects. So we got to get ready to play. And like I say, this time of year, you're banged, you're bruised, you're battered, and that's why you got to finish this thing strong. We still have a chance to have a heck of a season. I mean, we can still finish this thing and get to a great bowl game and finish up, you know, really well.
Coach, this has become a really good rivalry in college football over the last few years, and you guys have played some classic games against LSU. You know, in a rivalry game like this, do you change your mindset? Do you change the way you coach to get your guys ready to go?
No, you don't, because that's the thing. Yeah, it's still a football game. And when emotions get into things, you don't make good decisions. You know, you're going to play hard. You should play hard all the time. Your opponent becomes, as we always tell them, it's faithless just because the standard has to be our standard and what we want to play. And like I say, you have to do the things that allow you to be successful, and you can't not do those.
Jimbo Fisher with us here, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys have coaches' meetings, league meetings, coach. You get to know coaches a little bit. It is a rivalry, and LSU did stick it to you in their national championship year. What's your relationship like with Coach O?
I mean, we just know me. I've always had Coach O. I had great respect for him as an assistant, as a head coach, where he's been, what he's done. He's had a lot of success in the things that he's done, and you know, he has to he's going to put his team in a great position to win. He motivates them well and does well. And I don't know him personally that well. I've never been around him as far as off the field, but in meetings, he's great.
Do you understand him all the time?
Oh, yeah. I remember I lived over there for 7 years.
He's a different kind of Cajun, though. He's deep Cajun now. He's
Well, he's South Louisiana. I mean, you know, that's it. South Louisiana people are great people. Oh. I mean, they really are. I mean, they're, you know, genuine love. I mean, they have a great time. They enjoy the thing. They're proud of their state and what they do and how they do it. And they're really wonderful people.
Now, this is your last appearance with us this year, Coach, and we really appreciate what you being here and your candor all season long. Tell us what you're really what you're really happy with that that happened this year with this football team and some of the things that maybe you'd like to improve on in the offseason?
Well, I'm always wanting to improve on things and get better, but what I am proud of is we've had some adversity early in the year, had a lot of young players, I mean, playing a ton of true freshmen that are starting now because of major injuries. So, and the proud of Zach, the way he competed and evolved as a player and as a leader, and the toughness he played with, competitiveness, and had some tough outings in the beginning, and you know, people on him, and he's on himself, and the way he battled back, and the way he played in the Alabama game, the Auburn game, I mean, all those games and led us back to a very successful, you know, a season that we can be proud of, and where we finish. The young lineman that took over things, and the way our coaches adapted to that situation, we had lost two tough games, and with a ton of injuries, and what we had had, and overcome that and put ourselves back on competitiveness, the culture of which we keep developing about how to compete, the way to compete. And, you know, just, you know, things, you know, you got to learn to be, you know, always win those games. There's always a fine line of getting over that hump. We could have gotten over every hump we have lost some very, very tough football games, but this way you're going to win them. But I think the maturity and the competitiveness and the never quit of our kids and our staff, and I'm very proud of. And then, is everything perfect? No, there's a lot we got to work on and improve, but we're right there. We're right on the cusp of doing some really great things, which we're doing good things, but there's some great things, I think, on the horizon.
Coach, if you would, talk about your backfield a little bit. I mean, everybody knows about Spiller and A-Chain. Those guys have been there for a couple of years. They've been great players for a long time. But you got Amari Daniels some run. You got L.J. Johnson Jr. some run in the win over Prairie View. You know, talk about those two freshmen and kind of the future of your running back room.
Well, I mean, those guys are very talented guys, and I think they're the next wave of guys that's going to come in. You're going to be very proud of. They're big. They're physical. They catch the ball. I mean, they're natural backs with the ball. When you watch them run, you watch them in practice, like, that's why I've been very, you know, happy with the future where we're going. Very natural with the ball in their hand. And, you know, like you say, backs, you're having to coach a back how to run. You've recruited the wrong guy. There's a lot of things you can teach him, a lot of things he can work on, but the ability to pad levels and you can work on that. But those guys both have great pad levels, natural cut, natural vision, natural instincts to cut off things, to press blocks, to do the things you have to do. They probably do it. I mean, they do it really well. And just, I think, has a bright future there. I love those guys, and they're both very team guys, like I say, very talented guys, and sometimes as freshmen, they have been discontent. You know, they want to play more, they want to do more, but they understand the situation and know their time's coming, but they've been great team guys also.
Coach, it's such a scheduling oddity that the SEC kind of dips out of conference play late in the season. I mean, you guys took care of Prairie View in a big way last weekend. You know, do you have to coach against any sort of letdown? Like, a bunch of guys got run. It was a blowout early. You guys were coasting for the majority of the game last weekend. Is there any sort of fear of, like, guys maybe taking their foot off the gas a little bit and having to turn things on as you go to take on a really good LSU team?
It's LSU, man, like you say. It's an SEC game. They understand the importance of the game. A lot of these guys played against a lot of these guys. They know it, and they know that, you know, we've had great games with them. And like you say, developing into a nice rivalry in what we're doing. So I don't feel that at all. I think our guys will compete, finish, and do the things they want to do like they have all year.
Coach, Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, you were put in a tough spot here when you lose your starting quarterback, and then you know Zach comes in and he does a good job, but Zach got hurt in that Alabama game, and all of a sudden you're looking at a walk-on that's possibly got to come in here. Yeah. With the transfer portal, it used to be you'd have 3, 4, maybe even 5 scholarship quarterbacks in the quarterback room. Now, how are you going to get through a couple of injuries at the quarterback position with this transfer portal?
It's hard. I mean, it's very hard. You got to have them. And I mean, you're looking at anybody who loses a starting quarterback now, and we were blessed to have a very talented guy that stayed there and fought and competed for the job. We were one of the blessed few that could put a guy in that could go win games. I mean, he took us on 2-minute drives. He's done an outstanding job. He's a very, very talented young man and going to be a great player. I mean, developing into a really great player. But, you know, a lot of schools are all in that situation. I mean, there's a bunch of schools probably in the top 4 or 5. If they lost their guy, they'd be stuck. And that's the nature of the beast today. And you got to try to develop that. You got to finally get guys behind and find alternative ways to move the ball and be creative and all the things you got to do. And it's much different than it used to be. You're exactly right.
What's your advice to guys? Because there's thousands of kids in that portal, and there's maybe even thousands of kids that are disappointed because they think, oh, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get picked up right away. Well, you're not picked up right away. What's your advice to kids these days?
A lot of guys are being left out completely. Yeah. I mean, my advice is, you know, things, like I always say, things are never that bad. Have patience. Grind through things. And if it gets to the end the last couple of years or something like that, you know, you got to make a move. But those early moves, man, they really not bother me, but they scare me for the young men. So I think they're missing out on the ability to compete and grind through things. You never know how things are going to turn out. And always, like I say, there's so many things in life that you know that they look awful. It's never going to work out. And all of a sudden it does. You just keep working and persevering and putting your head down. And you got to learn that trait. And the other thing is there is times to transfer. There's times when things, you know, you want to play there your last year or two and things are getting to a point where, you know, it's not going to work out. And you move and you see that. But I think just be patient and also be diligent about how you go about your business and work and learn to overcome things, learn to beat guys out, learn to do all that. And it's going to be a great life trait, but it's going to also, you know, you're going to put yourself in some bad situation when you just keep running.
Yeah. Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, Coach, man, we really appreciate you this year. It's been a fun ride. A lot of ups and downs, some downs, but that's okay. You guys had a really, really nice season. Going
to
go to
now, that's football. Yeah, I hate to say it though. If you look through football, most of the time there's a lot of downs, and there's a few downs and there's a lot of ups. But that's just kind of every season you ever have. I mean, there's very few undefeated seasons. Unfortunately, I wish there could be every year too.
Yeah,
but that's kind of the way it is, and that's what life is, what ball is, and that's the way it's always going to be. And yeah, it's been great.
Well, we can tell by the rankings that you guys are still respected, and you guys are going to get a great bowl game, I'm sure. So it's you had quite the successful season. And these seniors, Coach, how many guys you losing?
Not many. There's not many seniors on this team, and there's still guys wanting to come back and get their extra year. So we're going through that right now. There won't be many.
Well, that's great. Well, that's great. That bodes well for...
We still don't know. You don't know the exact number totally until you guys make a decision. But, you know, there was 15 that did it on Saturday, on senior day, and approximately like 8 or 9 of those were walk-on guys.
That's nice. Nice. Well, it bodes well for you in the future there at Texas A&M. Well, Coach, we really appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us all year long. You're great all season, and we appreciate all of your candor.
Thank you. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue every week right here. So, that's the coach with us here, all done. And we didn't ask him about it. He ain't going to LSU. Mm. And you know what? It sucks that yesterday there was a tweet out by, who was it? Larry Brown Sports put out a story here. Kentucky Sports Radio, Matt Jones, well-connected on matters related to Kentucky athletics, reported that LSU had contacted Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops.
Ooh.
Jones says an LSU source reached out to him and shared LSU's top three candidates. Number one, Jimbo Fisher. Number two, Bill O'Brien. And number three, Mark Stoops. That sucks for Jimbo because he's out there trying to recruit, and his name continues to be out there. He can't deny it any harder than he has.
Right.
He said constantly he wants to be there. He's got a ranch there. He's recruited great there. He loves the university. He loves the president. Loves the athletic director. He's not going anywhere. You know, take my name off. It's flattering, but it's also can be harmful because he's trying to get kids. And oh, look, you know, competing recruiters going to go, oh, look, Jimbo's going to LSU. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's not going to LSU.
I mean, until LSU officially hires its next coach, there's going to be some people out there who believe that Jimbo's going.
Well, and the tie to LSU is Scott Woodward, right. Obviously, the athletic director. But you know what? Jimbo will probably... And it's so funny. I mean, you got to look at Texas A&M. This is a great place to coach football, you know. And, I know it doesn't have the national championships and all of that stuff. But, man, you want to talk about facilities and you want to talk about resources and backing by the boosters and everything else, by the fan base. It's fantastic. So he's doing a great job there. He's still going to be, I would imagine, he's still going to be a guy that people look to and say, hey, Jim, how about Jimbo? Let's go get Jimbo. Every year this could be the case for the Aggies.
Yeah, and he's got everything he should have to be successful there, like you said. I mean, that school has been a sleeping giant for a long, long time, and it feels like Jimbo's got it going in the right direction. I don't know if he wants to leave and not necessarily completely start from scratch, but it feels like A&M's a lot closer to competing than LSU right now.
But like he said, man, I've got everything right here. And he keeps mentioning his ranches.
Yep.
And he loves to be at his ranch. I asked him, you know, when he had his bye week, I said, did you watch? He said, oh, no, after an 11 o'clock game. I said, did you go and watch the Alabama game? He goes, nah, I went to my ranch. I had a headache. I went and laid down and had a nice time at my ranch. He loves his ranch. So you ain't going to get that in a lot of places. He's got it here. All right, it's 729 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Brad Kellner hanging out. We'll talk about what the Texans did. Coach Culley had some interesting comments we'll talk about on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.